The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Holy Spirit's coming to give you power. You have power. Tell your neighbor you have power. Tell somebody else you have power. Now, I don't want you to limit the power. You have spiritual power. You have physical power. You have biological power. You have psychological power. You have power in every area of your life. You got power over devils, power over people, and power over yourself. Woo! Holy Spirit's coming to give you power. Power over your finances. You don't have to be in debt. Get out of debt. You got power. Walked into the bank. The teller said, "Oh, Reverend Lambert, you are pre-approved for a home equity loan." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yes." I said, "How much?" She said, $150,000. I said, "Pre-qualified?" She said, "No, pre-approved. You just tell us right now. We'll put it in there." I said, "No." She said, "But you're a good customer. I've been with this bank since second grade. Started out as PSFS, went to Mellon, went to Girard. Now it's Citizens." I said, "I've been with y'all since second grade. I even remember my little plaid book number, S360760, 50 cent a week." She said, "You've been with us a long time. You're a good customer." I said, "Thank you. If I'm so good, then give me the 150. But I'm not going into debt because I'm a, why? I got power over me." Now I know somebody's saying, "Oh, Bishop, that's the Lord's blessing." Ain't the Lord's blessing. Not unless they don't charge me interest and let me pay them $1 a week. It's not in God's best interest for me to go into debt. Why? I got power. "Oh, sir, we see here you're a good customer. Please get our store credit card. I'm only charging a shirt. The shirt costs $25. You want me to get a credit card?" "Yes. And we'll give you 10% off." I said, "How about I pay cash and you give me 50% off?" "Well, we never heard anybody say that before. You never met anybody with power." You see what the Lord is saying? You are not a victim to the marketplace. You don't have to do what everybody tells you to do. You don't have to do what your passions tell you to do. Just because you're hot don't mean you have to chase down every skirt and britches in town. You hot, go walk. You want to walk fast? Walk past a Rottweiler. You don't have to give in and sleep all over. No, Paul said, "Don't yield," means you got power. You don't have to smoke. No, tell your brain, "No, I'm not addicted." You have power. That's why the Spirit came, give you power. Don't get depressed. Come on, tell your neighbor, "Don't get depressed." Talking about you wish you were dead. No, you don't. You don't want to be dead. If you want to be dead, you go to 8th and Butler and hold $50 in your hand. You don't want to be dead. Don't let the devil give you that foolish talk. Tell the devil he's a liar. "God wants me alive. My best days are out in front of me. The bad times are over. I survived. I had my night of weeping. Now it's time for my joy in the morning. And joy is the one thing that I leap for." Glory to God. "Bishop, you don't know. Oh, it don't matter if I don't know. But I know God, and I know it's not his best for us to be in depression. So come on and shake yourself. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. You have power over these circumstances. David came back to Ziklag, and Ziklag was burned. The Bible said David encouraged himself. You got to encourage yourself. I usually start out with, well, I'm not going to hell. That's a good place to start. No matter what's going on around me, I'm not going to hell. Some of you have never tried to give God praise. You never tried it. You're scared. You think your face is going to crack or your arms are going to fall off. But just try. Just here, I'll work with you today. Just start out just real low. Say hallelujah. No, not the regular, not you regular people. I'm talking about the scary ones who just sit through my service like I'm you just sitting there. No, I ain't talking about you jubilant Christians. I'm talking about you bored Christians. Just say hallelujah. See, you didn't die. So just practice that every now and then. Just hallelujah. Just say it real slow to yourself. Just you don't have to be like us. When we in the market, we just shout it out, glory! People stop and look at us. What's wrong with them? God will hit me in the frozen food aisle. Thank you! Right while I'm reaching, woo! I want you to understand, there ain't nothing wrong with us. So come on, join us. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. You think right now we're the crazy ones. You the crazy one, because you haven't learned what we learned. We know that when we praise him, he come down and sits with us. We know that when we praise him, trouble falls away. We know that when we praise him, healing comes to our body. We know that when we praise him, devils back up. There ain't nothing wrong with us. Hey! I was sitting down. I was in meditation. I think it was last Tuesday or last Monday. I forget what day it was. But I always get up real early. And this particular day, I was sitting outside near the beach area. And I was just sitting there. And I was drinking my coffee, talking to God. And all of a sudden, in the background, I heard a runner's chant. And it was the Navy SEALs running down the beach. And when I heard them run, my arm went up. I was like, yes! And I jumped up out my chair, left my table, and ran down to the beach where they were running. And they had platoons running past me. And I ran all the way up to where they were. And I was singing right along with them. I was watching them run down the beach, running through the water, just all these young men, and just running and singing. And I thought to myself, how can they sing going through the hell they going through? And it dawned on me, they could sing because they knew the hell they were going through would cause them to graduate into something great. Saints of God, we're not praising God because we lost our mind. We praise him because we know we're going to be something great. We know there's some glory coming out of us. We know that there's some power. I want to raise the dead. I want to lay hands on people with no arms and have them arms grow back. So I know I'm going to go through. So I'm going to sing. I have power. Devil can't stop me. I got power. You say, oh, but my body is sick. You got power. Stop your whining. Stop talking about death. Talk about life. Stop talking about the devil. Talk about God. Greater is he that's in us. I got power. The anointing comes on you to make you somebody greater, to turn you into somebody different, and the enemy comes to stop you. Fight him back. Tell him he don't have power over you. You got power over him. All you're going through now is a light affliction. Something designed to keep you down. But just because it's designed for you, doesn't mean it's going to fit you. Where are my 7:30 people? Have you abandoned me? Just because something is made for you don't mean it has to fit you. Tell the devil that don't fit. The Bible said, the yoke of bondage shall be destroyed from off of your neck, because the anointing destroys the yoke. Tell somebody, my neck is too big for this. The devil made that yoke, but your neck is too big. What comes out your neck? Your words? That's where your vocal box is. When the devil puts that yoke on you, you say something else. Don't say I'm going down. Don't say I'm defeated. Say I'm more than a conqueror. Say I am on top. Say I am the head. I'm not the tail. I am out front. I am healed. I am delivered. Bust that yoke. You got power. Rip it off. Yeah. Listen. He says you're gonna have this power when the Holy Ghost comes on you, and you're gonna be a witness to me. You're gonna testify of my power. That means the world is gonna look at us, and they're going to see that you and I are not easily defeated. That you and I always look for a positive way out. When the doctor tells you there's one chance in four of you recovering, you say to him, then I got that one chance. You don't look at the other three. You look at the one. You say, I'm a child of God. That one belongs to me. Oh, glory. I hear God now. You take the one chance. Don't take the three. Because if God is with you, that's more than the world against you. Come on, there's a 1 in 5 chance you're going to survive. Well, then I'm taking the one. I'm not going to lay there and concentrate on the four. I got power to push back stage 4 cancer. The doctor tell you I got stage 4, so that means there's 3 other stages. Get back. Every day I got faith to push it back to another stage. Push back. Till that same doctor tells you it's back to stage 1. So I'm going for 0. Right now it's on stage 1. That means it's still in the building. I'm going for it's gone. Why? Because I got power. God asked me, why do you believe the doctor and not me? I'm asking you. Just because they say something doesn't mean it has to happen. You just accept it. Oh, your kidneys are bad. Nope, by stripes, I'm healed. Put your hands on your kidneys. Put your hands on your heart. Whatever they tell you is bad, you got power. Make it good. I got power.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09116A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and betheldeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.